clothing optional. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm having relationship problems. And since you're always having relationship problems, I thought you'd be able to give me some advice.
What's wrong?
I have this crazy thought that I know is crazy. That maybe Dwight killed my cat. When I got home, Sprinkle's body was in the freezer where Dwight said he left her. But all my bags of frozen french fries had been clawed to shreds. Something's not right. The vet's doing an autopsy.
Angela, I'm sorry.
Did Roy ever kill one of your cats?
I'm more of a dog person.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yeah, VD hurts.
Oh.
Well, you screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
MF-er, I want more iced tea.
All right, what else do you want, Bill? Bill?
What glorious glue.
No, where's Bill?
Gay sex, whoa.
Hey, what's that?
And the motto of the show?
The more you listen, the more you'll glisten.
I like that one.
Are you happy, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Well, I love the more you listen, the more you'll glisten. That's we ought to hold on to that one.
We shall. Let me see. Mike's got the wedding to go to. You know, we had some long-ass segments today.
Yeah, we did.
Boy, man, we had like a half hour with Henry Rollins. We had a half hour with JB. We had a long opening segment today.
We've been talking our ass off today.
So we will get right to the Jerry tapes, and then we'll let you get out of here for your wedding.
Very good.
We'll go to the news.
Not
we'll
my wedding. It's the wedding I'm in.
Wedding you're going to.
Not yours yet. Just wanted to clarify that.
I didn't mean nothing by it.
I know you didn't. I know.
Although you were rather defensive about that.
Yeah, I was. I was.
A little bit.
Well, you know, it's on my mind. I handed Buzz's lighter to Joe outside. I'm totally
distracted.
Distracted. Really? Yeah. Totally distracted. When I was having a cigarette before.
Don't forget the ring.
What?
You'll be responsible for the ring.
Oh, Jesus. The C-ring.
I'll bring the one that I have back at the house.
For tonight.
It's made out of rubber, don't you know?
Jerry?
Jerry.
Where
Jerry.
Were we when we left off with the telethon tapes yesterday?
Ed had
Robbie.
Just come into the picture.
And we had just had two bouts of Jerry not being able to read cue cards.
Right.
Right.
He had introduced...
Almost remedial sounding.
The great Thelma Houston.
All right, getting back to the Jerry Lewis telethon tapes. Here is cut number 12. Uh-huh. Jerry argues... with his stage manager.
All right.
Okay.
Rob has this one labeled very nice. Good.
Let's stop all this stuff. Here's what's driving the expulsion.
Hold on, I got the
wrong. That's Bill O'Reilly. Was Bill O'Reilly on the telethon?
Oh, I got the wrong thing in there. Sorry, Mike.
He's taking over the telethon next year.
My mistake.
Oh, can you imagine how good it would be with him hosting
That'd be
it?
Great.
Okay, God. Ludicrous.
Human stain.
MF-er, I want more iced tea.
Now, what you got is these kids, you know, they're not really sick. They're milking it for all it's worth. And, you know, let's bring on Carrot Top.
Oh, is it Sylvia's phenomenal?
Yeah.
Phenomenal sports food.
That's
Soul
right.
Food.
It's right, bro.
Thelma Houston, marvelous.
Marvelous. Here's a marvelous. Right, that's the first marvelous.
Back in the day, we used to count the number of times you would say marvelous.
He says marvelous. That's right. Back in Hammer days.
Yeah. Darling, you look marvelous.
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 Thelma Houston, marvelous. You want to tell me why you told me to stay here?
You got to stay here. They're doing stuff.
The what?
They're doing stuff.
I'd like to meet them. Do you mind?
You could.
Hi, guys. Look how thrilled they are to see me. I can go over here now.
Yes, you can.
Because I'm going to talk to a remarkable man.
All right, now this is a...
Melodrama.
This is the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon.
Right.
Just give you a quick reset. For the entire 23 years, me and Mike have been doing the show.
Right.
Two things we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
The Elvis Death Day Show.
Right.
And the review of the Jerry Lewis Telethon tapes. Mm-hmm.
Because we find it highly entertaining.
And it... always takes us a couple of days once we start the tapes to get
right.
through them.
Right. And we're doing it early this year.
Yeah, we are. We sometimes go until Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Here is cut number 13. Ed's voice, all of this in the first hour of the telethon,
I think we're still in hour number one.
Ed's voice starts to fail and Jerry yells like a five-year-old.
Let's meet America's number one firefighter, the general president of the International Association of Firefighters, and MDA National Vice President, Harold Schaeferger.
My hero! My hero!
Cut number 15. Jerry, again, cannot read cue cards.
Good. I could listen to this all day.
First, it hit Broadway. Then came the classic 1978 movie, followed later by a revival in the 90s, and now it has returned to the Broadway stage with the winners of the hit reality show of Grease.
We heard this one.
You're the one that I want. Please welcome Laura Ozens and Max Crum from Grease.
Laura who?
Hey, Sandy.
How about you?
All right, then the next one says, Jerry is lost.
Oh, dear.
Good luck, kids. Thank you from Broadway, the cast of Grease. We have an amazing someone who will talk about an amazing medical breakthrough. And
what?
I would be tempted to call and offer a donation if they could cure Jerry Lewis.
That they should. Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, we have an amazing someone.
Isn't it so great?
With a medical silence. Something.
Right.
The silence is just amazing.
Yeah, no one's really even nervously laughing to help Jerry out.
Did I read that wrong?
Yeah, you did. Do it again. Just say it.
Turn it back. Okay. I want it to be perfect. Okay. Over the years, these two Jews. No, that's not it. Tell it.
That's funny.
And did you hear the sound of the audience of the...
Jerry.
Shock jock.
Fall back.
Damn it. Oh, it's happening to my eyes. Oh. Here to talk about an amazing medical breakthrough is our own Jan Carl.
I hate her.
It's got a build-up.
Right. What's happening to my eyes?
Here's cut 16, more uncomfortable, Ed and Jerry. Rob writes...
The labels are great this year, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob writes as an afterthought, What the hell is happening here?
This next... Thank you, Jan. This next versatile actress won an Emmy for her role...
Jerry...
Yeah.
Well, you can't have Jan finish like that, and then you're, you know, kind of daydreaming. When she finishes, you've got to start right away.
Oh, really? When did you become such a maven?
Well, you told me how to do it, and I just did it.
Did what?
Whatever I did, I did.
Well, good luck.
Good luck to you. If I see you again, have a, you know, wonderful life.
I appreciate it. What is this, Ramadan?
What the hell's he doing?
Thanks, Eddie.
Wow.
This next versatile actress won an Emmy for her role as...
I mean, really?
You might listen to this and say, okay, the guy's been up for 24 straight hours.
No, this is he's been on the air for less than an hour.
Olivia Benson on the hit show Law and Order.
Oh, okay, here we go. Here's the next guy.
My theory with Jerry and Ed, you would think they've been doing this for 40 years, that they're buddies.
Right.
I don't think they like each other.
No, no.
I don't think so.
Here we go. Jerry talks about Law and Order and how it relates to him, and then he forgets a name.
Thank you, Mariska.
Was that a taped thing from the lady with big boobs on SBU?
Yeah, Mariska Hargitay. Mm.
I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, firsthand, and I know a lot of this audience out there knows because they are Law & Order Special Victims Unit fans, as I am. I had the good fortune of doing a Law & Order episode last year, and I had the best time.
Jerry. Jerry. Yes.
Remember, he played a retarded homeless person.
Wasn't he Richard Belzer's uncle?
Yeah, and he was not retarded. He just had mental issues.
Right.
He was like Buzz. He had dementia. Right.
We loved the episode.
Of course.
We loved it.
And the reason they are such a great show is because it starts up here with their producers.
Now, he even when he does this, right. He's pointing at his crotch, right?
And, of course, an incredibly talented team of actors. And each and every one of them are sensitive, loving, caring, very, very hands-on people. And when my crew went to New York to see Mariska to make that spot,
when they set up a tripod and a home video camera and got her to take 5 seconds out to read a card.
Do you hear him personalizing it, though? My crew.
My crew, yeah.
All
my
she people. Could talk about was, if it's for Jerry and his kids, it's my pleasure. And she just had a baby, August, and she's a very happy lady. And we're going to have a clip later on from...
Is the baby's name August?
She just had a baby... August.
Christopher Maloney.
I think she did name the baby August.
Really?
Wow. I think so.
Who plays Elliot. What the hell's Elliot's last name?
Yamin.
That's it. Jim.
Spitzer.
Elliot, he plays. With their straightforward and wonderful. Otherwise, no, go back. I want you to know that I have. Huh?
I said just a minute. I don't know his last name either.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, look how disturbed I am.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us.
Sure, it's my favorite show, too, just by the way.
And that sounds... Now, wait a minute. That sounds like Ed Beck on Johnny Carson when he was loaded.
I think we definitely have to call a home and see if they got a couple of chairs.
Yeah, make it two.
I happen to know that you people love the show as much as I do, and I would like to introduce one of my dearest friends on the planet who happens to be in our audience tonight.
Ah, Richard Belzer. All right, hold on. Let's hear one more before we got to go to a break. Just some more Ed
Richard
slurring.
Belzer's in the audience?
Yeah, for 2 days.
That sounds like fun.
Here's Ed teetering on the edge of slurring.
Please welcome the President, Chief Operating Officer of Harley-Davidson, and NMDA National Vice President, Jim McCaslin.
Wow.
Here he is, right there with me.
Hey, when did Ed start doing the Holly?
And hold on.
He's talking about Harley Davidson Marvelous.
Here is Ed's next read.
Okay. Now here, representing Acosta Sales and Marketing Company, its president, chief operating officer, Harold Hill. Robert Hill. I beg your pardon.
Robert Hill.
Harold Hill. Hey,
folks,
come alive when we meet these people. They got all the money.
Here's one. Here's Ed calling Jerry Johnny.
Oh, dear.
Here, Johnny is America's number one firefighter, the general president of the International Association of Firefighters, and NDA National Vice President Harold Schaefberger with a sample of IAFF local.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Here's
Johnny.
Here's Jerry screwing up the cue cards again.
This next Emmy Award-winning and Grammy-nominated performer spent 10 years co-hosting Entertainment Tonight, then went on to pursue music full-time, and has now found great success hosting the syndicated radio show, the Don John Tesh Radio Show, Music and Intelligence for Your Life. Here with a sneak peek at new material from his upcoming TV special, Piano Gospel Dance, ladies and gentlemen,
what?
John...
I don't know.
Wow. What is that?
We got time for one more mic. You want to hear one more of Ed's...
Put a period on it.
Let's have one more of Ed's slur.
Okay.
Here from the Super Value and Albertsons companies, their community relations department, Teresa Alexander and
Did he
Karen
say piddly?
Gris.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Can you repeat that one, please?
Yeah, you got it.
Here from the Super Value and Albertsons companies, their community relations department.
Not to be confused with this one.
Please welcome the President, Chief Operating Officer of Harley-Davidson, and NMDA National Vice President, Jim McCaslin.
And here he is again.
Now here representing Acosta Sales and Marketing Company, its President, Chief Operating Officer, Harold Hill. Robert Hill. I beg your pardon.
Robert Hill.
76 trombones led the big parade.
It's the equivalent of saying, you know, 2 + 2 equals 5.
Finally,
I mean 4.
Here's the end. This is a good way to end the segment today. Here's the last bit of the first hour.
First hour.
These are all tapes that have been in the first hour of the telethon.
Wow.
Here's the summary of the first hour.
Huh? Why now? I cannot believe that. 1 hour is done. And we're going to the local station. We hope you come back and join us for hour two. They'll be here shortly. Thank you all so much, and hit it.
The artists on this program appear with the cooperation and permission of Theater Authority.
Thank you, Johnny.
Wow.
That's a hell of a first hour.
It is.
And now they're going to get tired.
Yeah, you don't want to get them sleepy.
Wow.
Here, Johnny is America's number one firefighter.
Here, Johnny.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Johnny.
Incredibly late. We got to get over to Buzz in the news cubicle. Tell John good luck on his wedding.
I will, guys. Thank you for letting me skate out of here early.
All right. See you later, Jinx, and we'll be right back with Curly with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.